Birthday today, Barry Hay, vocalist from Golden Earring, hit number 13 in 1974 with this one, Radar Love. You might know Twilight Zone as well from Golden Earring, right? Barry Hay turns 71 years old today. 71 for Barry Hay from Golden Earring. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show Friday morning. Weekend is nearly here. One more work day. Although, as I mentioned earlier, I was on vacation the past 2 days, and so this is a weird day. It feels like a Monday, but it's not. It's a Friday, and then I got Saturday and Sunday to deal with. But if you're planning for the weekend, maybe movies are on the agenda. Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas is with us to tell us what you might find in those theaters. Ron, how are you?
Been great, Scott. A whole bunch of new movies, and all of them getting pretty good reviews. So it's, what do you want to see this weekend? We got Blinded by the Light, Angry Birds 2, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, Good Boys, and the shark movie, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged. What's your choice?
So many choices. I guess, you know, if I'm going to see one of these, it's probably kid-related. So let's hear about Angry Birds 2, which actually was been open for a few days now, right?
Yeah, it did open up on Tuesday. And another, you know, solid PG family movie here. We've had a bunch of them. Obviously, Lion King is still in theaters. Toy Story just crossed over the $1 billion worldwide box office here. The Art of Racing in the Rain from last week as well. That Dora movie, and here comes Angry Birds. So, again, a lot of choices for families out there. Great cast of celebrity voices in Angry Birds, from Awkwafina to Peter Dinklage to Danny McBride and more. So, good fun for the family there.
Hey, you get the vocal talents of Bill Hader and Jason Sudeikis in the same film. You're starting to sell me there. I listen to those guys talk.
Yeah, right. I love going to these movies and just trying to pick out which characters they're playing. Whose voice was that? Oh, I can't figure it out, right?
Yeah. So the other week, actually, Ron, I overheard somebody complaining, Blinded by the Light, this movie about Bruce Springsteen, but they name it. It's not even a Bruce Springsteen song.
Common misperception, Scott.
To clarify,
he actually wrote the song.
Yes, made famous by Manfred Mann, but it's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Right, exactly. That's how the music business works. But listen, this is my pick of the weekend here. Good date night movie. The Power of Music, right? Bruce Springsteen's music changes a young man's life. It's set in the 80s in the UK. This young man is of Indian descent and struggling to make his way in high school, and the boss speaks to him through his music, and it's really a very powerful movie and a lot of good feel-good moments in it. So 90% certified fresh from the critics as well, so do check out Blinded by the Light.
So Ron Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinema, CelebrationCinema.com, CelebrationCinema.com. Tell me about Good Boys. I saw an ad with Seth Rogen interviewing the young stars about how raunchy it was. It's an R rating. What is this Good Boys?
Yeah, it's an R-rated raunchy comedy for strong, crude sexual content. Seth Rogen, you know, think Superbad. Think he produced Sausage Party along with his crew of crazy. I don't think Seth Rogen ever really grew up, so he's kind of a 12-year-old. In an adult body. And yeah. So, listen, you could easily be offended by this movie, but actually the critics are saying it's full of laughs as well. So if you can stomach R-rated raunchy comedy, here you go. Good Boys is your pick.
Now, I have no idea about Where'd You Go, Bernadette, except Kate Blanchett. I saw a few things about, you know, a few features about her starring in this thing, but I have no idea. So it says comedy, drama, mystery. So something for everyone.
It's very quirky. I read the book and really enjoyed it. Kate Blanchett brings Bernadette to life, and she's a struggling architect, kind of like with writer's block if she were a writer. But listen, she's the best in the business. Richard Linklater, the director, he's had Oscar nominations. And at its core, it's kind of a mother-daughter relationship movie, but boy, it goes sideways several times, and I can't wait to see this book come to life.
And, you know, school is starting. My son starts the school year on next Wednesday, but it varies across state. But there still is, another week or two of Kids Flicks Summer 2019. Hey, School of Rock this week. That's not a bad film.
No, free for kids 12 and under at our Woodland Theater in Grand Rapids. And that was directed by Richard Linklater, too. You're right. Some kids go back to school on Monday already. I know my wife is already back to work preparing the classroom. Listen, I only need a couple hours of your time here. check it out. Lots of good movies. The Shark movie, 47 Meters Down. Even Apocalypse Now making a rare appearance on the IMAX this week for a limited time. So lots of good choices, Scott.
And you've got about 30 seconds, 40 seconds. But in terms of movies remaining in theaters, Lion King, massive, of course, once again for Disney. What's your take on that animation? Photorealistic animation.
Exactly, I was blown away. I mean, I've been a film fan for many years and worked in this business my whole career, and I've never seen anything like it. Especially to know that they created it literally from nothing in terms of shooting live footage, and it looks so real. I mean, I love the story. Of course, the animated movie I watched a million times with my kids, and they expanded on that, brought in new talent and new songs, and everything worked for it, as far as I'm concerned, especially the look and feel of the thing.
Ron Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinemas. Want to get out one more time before school starts? There's a pretty good reason why to head out to Celebration Cinema, celebrationcinema.com. Ron, thanks so much for joining us once again here on the Steve Gruber Show.
See you in the movies.
Thanks, Ron. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve this Friday on the Steve Gruber Show.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.